Pride of Prosperity, August 13th. I gathered me also silver and gold, and the peculiar treasure of kings and of the provinces. I get me men singers and women singers, and the delights of the sons of men, as musical instruments, and that of all sorts. Noble in youth, noble in manhood, the beloved of his God, Solomon entered on a reign that gave promise of prosperity and honor. Nations marveled at the knowledge and insight of the man to whom God had given wisdom. But the pride of prosperity brought separation from God. From the joy of divine communion, Solomon turned to find satisfaction in the pleasures of sense. Of his experience he says, I made me great works, I builded me houses, I planted me vineyards, I made me gardens and orchards, I got me servants and maidens, I gathered me also silver and gold, and the peculiar treasure of kings and of the provinces. I get me men singers and women singers, and the delights of the sons of men, as musical instruments, and that of all sorts. So I was great, and increased more than all that were before me in Jerusalem. And whatsoever mine eyes desired I kept not from them, I withheld not my heart from any joy, for my heart rejoiced in all my labor. Then I looked on all the works that my hands had wrought, and on the labor that I had labored to do, and behold, all was vanity and vexation of spirit, and there was no profit under the sun. And I turned myself to behold wisdom and madness, and folly, for what can the man do that cometh after the king? Even that which hath been already done. I hated life. Yea, I hated all my labor which I had taken under the sun. By his own bitter experience, Solomon learned the emptiness of a life that seeks in earthly things its highest good.